During the COVID-19 pandemic, it's much more difficult for our roving reporters to record interviews for us to listen to. So in order to bring you a full complement of items for the magazine section, we're going to start repeating interesting items occasionally that were included in past editions. This month we're bringing back a much-loved contributor over many years of the Talking Newspaper, who we haven't heard from for quite a while. It's Sylvia Pryor. The piece we're about to hear appeared in the October 2017 edition, and it's a tongue-in-cheek version of the story of Noah's Ark.
And the Lord spoke to Noah and said, "In 6 months I'm going to make it rain, until the whole earth is covered with water, and all the evil people are destroyed. But I want to save a few good people, and two of every kind of living thing on the planet. I'm commanding you to build an ark." And in a flash of lightning, he delivered the specifications for an ark. "Okay," said Noah, trembling with fear and fumbling with the blueprints. "6 months and it starts to rain," thundered the Lord. "You'd better have the ark completed or learn to swim for a very long time." 6 months passed. The skies clouded up. Rain began to fall. The Lord saw that Noah was sitting in his front yard weeping, and there was no ark. "Noah," shouted the Lord, "where's the ark?" "Lord, please, I did my best, but there were big problems. First, I had to get a building permit for the ark construction project, and your plans didn't meet the council's code. So I had to hire an engineer to redraw the plans. Then I got into a big fight over whether or not the ark needed a fire sprinkling system. Then my neighbours objected, claiming I was violating encroachment rulings by building the ark in my front yard. So I had to get a variance from the city planning authority. Then I had problems getting enough wood for the ark because there was a ban on cutting trees to save the large spotted barn owl. I had to convince the local environmental agency and the Heritage Trust that I need the wood to save the owls. But they wouldn't let me catch any owls, so no owls. The carpenters formed a union and went out on strike. I had to negotiate a settlement with the Advisory Conciliation and Arbitration Service before anyone would pick up a saw or hammer. Now, we have 16 carpenters working on the boat and still no owls. Then I started gathering up animals and got sued by an animal rights group. They objected to me taking only two of each kind. Just when I got the suit dismissed, the local environment agency notified me I couldn't complete the ark without filing an environmental impact statement on your proposed flood. They, of course, didn't take kindly to the idea that they had no jurisdiction over the conduct of a supreme being. Then the Army Corps of Engineers and the Council's Direct Labour Force Office wanted a map of the proposed new floodplain. I sent them a globe. Right now, I'm still trying to resolve a complaint from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission over how many Croatians and Pakistanis I'm permitted to hire. The local tax office has seized all my assets, claiming I'm trying to avoid taxes by leaving the country. And I just got a notice from the government about owing them some kind of use tax. I really don't think I can finish the ark for at least another 5 years, Noah wailed. The sky began to clear. The sun began to shine. A rainbow arched across the sky. Noah looked up and smiled. "You mean you're not going to destroy the earth?" Noah asked hopefully. "No," said the Lord sadly. "Your government already has." Bye for now.